لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
A message was being said about these three categories. At the end, at the conclusion of the whole chapter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has started stating their rewards in this chapter. So those are the final verses of Quran, although I may not be able to complete that today as being more brief about this verse that has said, فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. But then there is one who is true for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muqarrabeen that have been said in the beginning, as-sabiqoon, the foremost people, those who are upfront. This category was considered muqarrabun. As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, ulaika al-muqarrabun. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make this as headline. Those who are muqarrab, what is their reward? Muqarrab, that means those who are closest one. Those who are being foremost in this world, they will be considered muqarrab in the other world. So that means condition to be muqarrab, it is as-sadiqun. Taking steps in the beginning, that means those who are always ahead of other people. Those who take their steps before anybody else. Those who try to be upfront in any action. As Quran has said, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. You have to compete in good deeds. Unfortunately, we compete in worldly affairs. If somebody has a good car, then I try to have better than that person. If somebody has a good telephone, I would like to have same or at least more better than that. So this is a competition that we try to have in our life. But there is a competition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to have. That competition is not in worldly affairs. It's not in our properties or means. That is our spiritual competition. Sibqat ila al-khayrat. Competition towards good deeds. If one has good deeds and if somebody has been stepped forward, I have to try to be upfront. I should be the one who would take step before anybody else. It is said many of our maraji, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they would try to go in masajid before anybody else. I was reading about Ayatullah al-Uzma Marashi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, qaddas Allah nafsahu zakiyya. Every day before opening the haram of Hazrat Masuma salamullah alayha, he was one, although he was very old, but being an old age, before the door of Haram opens, he stands on the gate and he would like to wait that if he can be the first who enters in the Haram. If he can be the one who first enters in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us think, can we do that? What's wrong with that if I leave house a little bit earlier and come into the Jummah prayer and wait for Jummah prayer? فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. If there is a charity, then I should be the one that I would like to give first before anybody else gives. Why I have to wait for the other people? If Hajj becomes wajib, I try to practice that And that same year, fastadqul khairat, do not delay in good deeds, because shaitan may become obstacle for you and he's going to divert you from your path. Be aware of that. That shaitan is always active and he's active than anybody else. In order to achieve this category, the most important status within the life human being is muqarrabun. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةٌ نَعِيمٌ. There are three important rewards that are being said. One is happiness. Rauh, it is in the meaning of rest. If somebody lives in a resting place, you know, today we write on the grave of everybody, resting place of somebody. Who knows that is resting place or is place of distress? So now I'm not asking questions. Some students, they are raising their hand. So, although we write over there it's resting place, but not for everybody. For people, those who are muqarrab, for them it's been said rawhun. For them there is a happiness, comfort. They will have a life after the death that is life of rest. This world is not a world of rest. This is world to work in this world, to be active in this world. Achieving is going to be another world. Rewards are going to be another world. In this world, we need to be active that we can reach up to the final destiny, that we can achieve that goal. Warayhan. Rayhan, of course, it's a plant, and we have a fragrance that is also called Rayhan. So special types of the fragrance in the other world. وَجَنَّةُ النَّعِيمِ. And a place that is paradise, or a garden of blessing. A garden with great blessings. So these are three rewards that are being set for muqarrabin. Let us think that can we be muqarrabin? Do we have that wish and desire in our hearts that on the Day of Judgment we become muqarrabin? I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in the group that is as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon. And may Allah raise us with the people, those who are muqarrabun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us those great rewards that He has reserved for muqarrabin. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'fu 'anna fid dunya wal akhirah innaka 'ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله On the day which is Friday about the date it's been said in the ziyarat of today هذا يومك يوم صاحب الزمان المتوقع فيه ظهوره The day of Friday It is specifically mentioned with the Imam of the Age, Imam Zaman, Ajjal Allah Farajahu Sharif. And that is the day when we are expecting the reappearance of Imam. This day, it has to be the day we need to pledge allegiance before Imam of the Age. And we need to think about ourselves that how close we are with Imam of the Age. What is our distance from Imam of the Age? What service I provide before he comes? And if this becomes the day for reappearance, am I ready for that reappearance? Al-mutawakka'u fihi wuhuru. When we expect about that day, and day is also not known, then every Friday we need to pledge that allegiance and make ourselves ready in dua that is being said, dua nutba. We recite, Mata tarana wa narak. When will be that day that we will be able to see you and you will be able to see us? Really, do we have that wish in our hearts? Is that expectation? Are we expecting for that? How much desire do we have? How much willingness somebody has for Zuhur of Imam? That is my advice to everybody. Let us take it serious. Don't think that this is just ustura, it's been said. It's not imagination. That is a truth, it is fact. That the future is belong to Imam of the Age. But it's up to us that if we prepare ourselves for upcoming Imam, may Allah include us in the followers and supporters of Imam of the Age. Dear brothers and sisters, our center and especially our school, with the help of the rest of the community, has prepared for the interfaith program with the title of Divine Solution for our current problems. And it's really interesting that our students, with the guidance of teachers and Iqra department, and with the leadership of our scholar, they are prepared to present the presentations. They have invited guests from outside, from various faiths. I would like to really appreciate students, those who have prepared those presentations, that if you go around the school, you find that the school is alive. It is alive. It speaks itself. When you look at those boards outside, then you can see that school, it gives a message. And students have been able to think about divine solution about today's problems. And that actually links them with the international world. And that makes our students universal, that they can think globally. In today's world, when world has become as a global village, let us be open and make that as a real global village. It has to be society that is linked with one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And I will request and urge all community members to go upstairs after Friday prayer and participate in this program and see the efforts of our school staff, our students, and our home at Al-Hadi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Dear brothers and sisters, as the upcoming week, we have a commemoration of the martyrdom of another great personality who was a great revolutionary personality, who is actually forgotten, a forgotten personality, and that is Shaheed Baqir al-Sadr. May Allah place him with Sayyidu Shuhada alayhi salam. Unfortunately, the personality who was not known in her life, in his life, and after his life as well, that personality is not known. Still, that personality has become unknown personality. I would request school and students and brothers and sisters to read about his history, as he was a much oppressed personality in his life, and he has been martyred with the oppression. May Allah give us opportunity we can keep the path of great Shaheed. We also have martyrdom and the commemoration of the martyrdom for the daughter of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Fatima al-Zahra Salamullahi Alaiha. And inshallah programs are being announced. Our brothers in the organization of SHARE have organized a fundraising program with the victims of injustice. I would also like to request brothers and sisters to support this cause. That is a noble cause, and it's important that our community have to show for this program and show their support for victims of injustice. Also, our youth in Muslim Congress is organizing a basketball tournament within Houston, as they also organized in various communities as well. That is another effort that our youth can be together, they can stand together, play together, and that makes a bond within our youth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the organizers. And may Allah provide them opportunity that they can provide better services in the future. Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at today's world, there are various important issues. As Syria, an Islamic country, has become as a battlefield for the wrongdoers, and they are targeting this community. So-called international community has been united against Syria. They are providing heavy artillery to the people, those who are fighting. They are providing weapons, heavy weapons, to the terrorists within the country in order to break the infrastructure of that country. And it's really unfortunate sometimes when in news they speak about that with pride, that they are providing weapons. If Syrian government, they think that it's government, that is government of a dictator, for example, which is not, why they do not speak about Saudi Arabia? Why they don't speak about Kuwait or the rest of the countries? Why they don't speak about Qatar? Why they don't speak about many of the countries where there is same situation? Why they don't provide weapons to the Shias of Saudi Arabia that they can stand against Saudi Kingdom? But at the same time, you can see that double standard within this so-called international community. It is so-called international community. according to the leaders, that when three or four countries have gathered together, they call it international community. Another side, all the countries, right? Whole world is other side. And they think that this is only international community. And sometimes they call it five plus one powers, right? So if five countries get together, then they become power. So if all other countries, they are standing against that, then they are not being called as a power. But they provide all the weapons to the terrorists in that country, and unfortunately, today there is a complete destruction, everyday bloodshed within the country, and many people are being targeted, killed within this country. At the moment, a number has been said, 6,000 people are being martyred or killed by the terrorists. There are many rumors today. Last week, many people, they were just sending messages, and those rumors that shrine of Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha, that is being targeted, or it's been under control of terrorists, which is not true. I will request brothers and sisters, do not pay attention to those rumors and always try to verify the news. And if you get any message, please do not forward that. If tomorrow a message comes that Imam Zaman has appeared, are you going to send it at the same time? You have to verify the news. Don't send any news that comes from anywhere, because you are going to be spreading those rumors. And this is unfortunate, that whenever we see any message, we don't look at that, where it comes from, who is the source, what is the source of that, and we start sending to thousands of people. And that is how a news that is baseless news is going to be spread. In the past week, President of the United States has started another trip to the Zionist regime, and that is really unfortunate, that why this country has become so important, that President of this country within almost 1 or 2 months has to make these two important trips to this country. So that means there is a clear support, although a community in North America is not supporting that, and there were very protests, many protests, various parts of the country, the people, they were asking that why this country has to be supported by our tax money, and why this country, which is a terrorist country, it has to be supported by the government in the United States. And this is a question mark that everybody needs to ask, from the president and the administration within the United States. Although we know that there are many conspiracies behind that, that at the moment they are trying to make a block of Turkey and the Zionist regime, including Qatar and some of the countries, to make a block against the Islamic world. And in the previous trip, President had made a phone call asking Turkish President to make a deal with Zionist regime, so that you can understand that actually plan is to make this Zionist regime stronger within that region, and supporting that, asking other countries that they have to pledge for this country. So everything that it goes, that is only for the support of Zionist regime. Dear brothers and sisters, in Saudi Arabia, our Shia community is going through a very crucial moment, as many of our Mu'mineen are being arrested, and according to our many of the Baraji, those who have raised their voices against this suppression within the community, there were scholars, those who were being arrested, ordinary people, activists of this country are being arrested, and we condemn Saudi government for their action, arresting the people for only raising their voices against the suppression. And one of the judges of that country had given the statement for execution of one of the prominent personalities, Ayatollah Sheikh An-Namr. May Allah prolong his life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him safe from the hands of these wrongdoers. But brothers and sisters, we need to be aware of that, and we need to raise our voices against this country and against this suppression that is going on for a community. And also I give some good news that inshallah the future is going to be with this community. I hope that Saudis are making the wrong that is final wrong in their age. And I'm hoping that the people they are fighting at the moment, and they are raising them at the moment, that is the region, whole region is filled with the oil. That is oil-rich community. And you are playing with these people. Do you think that it's going to be good for the community in Saudi Arabia or government of Saudi Arabia? It's not. Definitely, future is going to be with the oppressed people, and they are going to take this country in their control in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can raise our voices with the oppressed people. Dear brothers and sisters, although khutbah is already prolonged, I did not intend to make it that longer, but finally and there was a statement by the Pope Francis, the new Pope, as he calls for decisive action against the clerical sex abuses. So that makes us clear that previously when I said in my sermon, that there were many issues for resigning the previous Pope. There is sex abusive within that community, and that's why previous Pope had to resign. And the first statement, it shows that it was clearly a problem for the community, and it's really unfortunate. But we have to think that when we made a world that is Western world, that is completely sexual world, Hollywood world, when you make Hollywood world, at that time, do you think that these clerics are going to be safe? And when you block the path of marriage and ask that these priests cannot be married and make those rules that are completely abnormal and unnatural types of the rules, against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do you think that people are going to be protected? So what type of the protection we can provide? We have to provide solution rather than we have to ask them that you have to stop this. So I hope that the community, our Christian community, will be aware for their problems. They have to find the root causes for these issues. And Islam has provided root causes and solutions for that as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman and make us from the followers and supporters of Imam al-Zaman. Allahumma ajjid waliyyaka al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minin wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat bijahi Muhammad wa'alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-asr innal insana lafi khusr illa al-ladhina amanu wa'amilu al-salihati وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.